station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday. It's March 6th and we're well into March. It's going to be spring soon.
Are we well into it?
You're looking forward to spring, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
You don't like winter.
No.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, look outside. It sucks ass. It makes you not want to get up. Like, I'm just looking at it, and I'm like...
It is hard to get up in the
morning.
This is
going to be a shitty day.
No, don't make it that way. Just because it started shitty for you doesn't mean it has to stay that way.
It looks shitty out.
Oh, you mean that. Okay.
Yes. And, well, all of it. Yes.
Yeah. Anyway. It depends on how you're feeling inside. You know, that's how you relate to the outside.
I think when it's shitty outside, it's shitty everywhere.
You think?
Yes. The whole day is shit.
Yeah. You're all dressed for winter and everything. It's not that cold.
I'm cold.
Are you really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
If I was hot, I'd be, you know, not wearing much, which I like.
Yeah. So, well, what's going on with the reality rally?
So I met my goal.
You did. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. You see, people love you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was actually really cool because within a matter of like minutes, I had reached the goal. Way over the goal.
Really?
Which was awesome.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah. So I want to thank everyone out there. I started tweeting people that, you know.
So you needed to raise enough money in order to be able
to participate. Mm-hmm. And of course, yesterday was the deadline, and I didn't do it, and I had all year to do it.
Yeah.
And I forgot. So, whatever. Yeah. Thanks to all the listeners and fans out there from all over.
Right.
And it was cool because they weren't just, like, from one area. I think, like, someone from Massachusetts did it, someone from, like, Michigan, a couple in Maryland.
How cool.
Yeah.
How
it was all
cool.
over. So, yeah, that was pretty rad.
So you're in.
I'm in.
Good.
I'm in.
Now we can start celebrating and stuff.
I guess so.
Yeah. Well, in a few minutes, we're going to have a very special guest in the studio. We have an awesome band, and I see people already calling in, maybe to talk to them. I don't know. But we'll just wait a few minutes. So did you hear that, what's his name, President Chavez died? You know who he is?
No.
The Venezuela one.
Oh, because he matters to me.
Yeah, because he's like the biggest fucking dictator anywhere.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Well, good. Then he deserved
it. Yeah, he did deserve it. And
Was he shot?
No, he died from cancer or something.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah,
now
he wasn't killed.
Now I feel bad. Now you make me feel like an asshole.
Why?
I don't know. I was like, was he
Who
shot?
Who cares?
Was it bloody?
No, everybody hates him. Are you
Tell me a good
me?
Story. And then you're like, cancer. And I'm like, that was really not nice.
No, huh?
No.
No, this guy buddies up with all the...
I was getting ready to make some cracks, and then
the
now I feel bad.
Yeah,
so
you don't need
you
to feel bad.
You just made me feel bad.
Yeah. It just, yeah, you go ahead and make cracks because people are crying in the streets for him, and I just don't get it, you know. But then, that's the thing, you know, some countries, like, they can only be governed
They're crying
by
in the
dictators
streets?
And stuff, yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
No? Hmm. You wouldn't cry if a president died or
I
anything?
I wouldn't give a shit. What effect does it have on my life? Am I doing them? No.
No, what you about what a mean? President like, in this country? Would you cry
I don't
then?
Care.
No, huh?
How does that? How are they related to me?
Yeah.
They sit in a chair and they sign paperwork all day. And they don't even do it. They just get tossed things and told what to do.
Yeah.
So do I care? No.
Yeah.
Unless it's like super affecting me and my circle, do I care?
Yeah. Yeah, in those countries, I mean, those dictators become like a father to them, you know. So then
if he's
like,
not my godfather actually supplying things on my table, then why do I care?
You don't care.
No.
Okay.
If it were the godfather, I would be like, sweet.
Yeah.
If I kept getting cars and like some cool stuff, then I'd then I'd care.
Yeah.
That was really funny.
Okay. So I'm glad. I'm sorry I brought it up. It's just big news, that's all.
Okay.
But also, another big news, Justin Bieber fans are outraged because he was 2 hours late to his concert in London. Now, I'm asking you, we get pissed at guests that are late or don't show up.
I would, yeah.
This guy, to his own fucking concert, he's only had months to prepare. You
was
know?
There a good excuse?
I don't know. I mean, maybe
there was traffic.
Traffic my ass. He probably was flown into there or something.
He probably was.
Traffic, right.
Is he... I don't know. I was going to make a comment.
No, I think he's supposed to get there before the audience does, don't you think?
Usually they do. I mean, I've been backstage with it and come with some people that were on, you know, for a big concert before. And they usually come in for, well, no, they usually sound check the day before or earlier that day.
Yeah.
And then they go out and do what they want and then show up. No, right as people are arriving.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
I don't know.
But showing up 2 hours late, that's kind of...
Yeah, funny. And that's the thing. It was...
Isn't he still with that
it's girl? It's a bunch of little girls.
That Disney and, girl? Isn't he still with her?
I don't know.
Maybe they were getting it on. Then that's a good excuse.
Is it really?
Yes.
And keeping all these screaming fans waiting. I guess what happened is they were all like school kids and stuff, so...
Yeah, that's really... You know, that's actually
so the parents
really
didn't
horrible.
Wait. They just snatched them to catch the last train home.
Yeah. That's actually really messed up because all of his fans are kids. I forgot about that. And so it's like you go and you pay all this money for this stupid ticket.
$150 a ticket.
And you've got, you know, your screaming 7 or 8 year old that's so excited about it. And they're sitting there waiting for 2 hours.
Right.
That's a lot. Like, they don't have an attention span as it is. To sit around and, like, you know, wait forever.
Yeah.
That's like forever to them.
Yeah. I know. And then, you know, their parents had to just snatch them
and then you just have to,
go.
Yeah. They should all get, are they all getting refunded?
I don't think so.
Well, I
no,
would
if he shows up,
something.
They don't get refunds, I don't think.
Yeah, but 2 hours late, I'm telling you what, I would have started something. I would have started major holy hell and been like, I demand this,
and
I demand that.
They throw you out of there.
No, not with all those fans. Are you kidding? You could start a riot. Screaming kids throwing their pacifiers at the stage.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Well, let's bring in our guests. We have three incredible guests in the studio. And let me go ahead and introduce them. We have Dario. And you play what in the band? Yeah, by the way, the band is the Rapscallions, and that means like mischievous, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like
so
guys.
It doesn't have anything to do with green onions or anything, right? Or
no, although a lot of people like to give us onions at our shows.
That's kind of weird.
It's funny because we actually got the name. We were walking down Hollywood Boulevard one night, you know, after a drunken night at the bar, and my buddy Max ran into us, and he goes, "Oh, look at these bunch of rapscallions." And we kind of looked at each other, and the name just kind of stuck, and we kept
That's pretty cool.
That's cool, yeah, because it's not a common word, but it's a great name for a band. So we have Dario, we have Chris, and
yeah,
we have
Chris,
Sergio.
I'm Chris, the bass player, and Sergio's the vocalist.
Yes.
Oh, you're the vocalist.
Yes, I am.
Oh, well, welcome. The Rapscallions were with us here last year, but Sergio's new, right?
Yeah, and Sergio's our new member. We just got him in for the new record, and we're really excited to have him.
Awesome. So now, when you get a new lead singer, it changes the sound, right? I mean, you take a different direction sometimes.
Definitely, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it affects a lot the overall sound and you know, the way you write, the you know, the influences, musical influences. So it's a big change, but you know, every change is an opportunity. So we're really happy about
Did you guys audition several vocalists? And,
Yeah, we had a lot of people coming in, and it was fun because, you know, a chance to jam with different people, with different styles.
That's pretty cool.
And then you find like falling in love, you know.
Yeah.
You start dating and then you say, like that, and then you start
and you fell in love with Sergio.
And with Sergio,
love at first
such
sight.
A beautiful ass.
That that's the main thing.
So Sergio, were you in a band before that? I would imagine you were.
I was, yeah. They actually found me. It's funny, the drummer's the one that actually approached me, and I was in the band. I just got done playing a set, and he actually wasn't even supposed to be there, and he shows up and he asked me right afterwards. I guess he was like super hammered. And I couldn't tell. But one of his buddies was like, "Hey, aren't you looking for a singer in your band?" And he was like, "Oh yeah, you know, you should go ask that guy after he's done singing." And he just randomly asked me. And at first I was kind of like, "Oh, you know what? I'm already in this band. I'm a pretty committed person, you know."
Right.
They sent me the email and they have a, you know, great, great history. And I was like, "Well, you know what? I want to improve my career, so I'll also try it."
Yeah. And the guys in the other band were disappointed.
No, they were actually very supportive at first, and then I tried talking to them recently, and they don't talk to me anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know, because you probably left them hanging, you know? I mean,
yeah,
they needed, like, a new singer.
They did understand, though. They knew that
They weren't going anywhere?
Well, no.
Because now they got a hot chick. That's why.
Yeah.
Well, but yeah, I mean, it's like breaking up with a chick or something, you know? She kind of like gets disappointed and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you've been singing all your life, I would imagine.
No? Actually, I barely started singing right around the same time I started playing guitar. I was about 18 years old. My dad bought me my first guitar, and I've always really been good at mimicking. I don't know why. I've been good at mimicking people and like voices and
like doing covers and
Yeah, and then trying to mimic their voice. And after a while, I started to develop a certain style. I was like, oh, I can hit these notes that the people I'm mimicking can't. So let me just try to do it a little bit more. So I kept going at it, and eventually I developed this really great range where I can be comfortable in a lot of different areas.
Right.
And I could just, you know, do my own style.
Sounds good. Yeah. And Chris, you're the bass player.
That's right. I was slapping the bass, man.
Yeah. When did you pick up the bass for the first time?
1942. It was a cold winter. No, I was about 14 years old in high school. And
the Cold War.
In the Cold War in Soviet Russia. Yeah, and just never put it down. Been playing it ever since.
Really?
Yeah.
So what drew you to the bass? I mean, as opposed to a guitar? Because not as many people play bass as play guitar.
I don't know why. It's just so much cooler. I've never been able to quite understand it.
You're into the beat and the rhythm and things like that,
yeah,
right?
it's kind of like you take a guitar and a drum and combine them, you know?
Because
it's like you got that, you're playing guitar, but then you're playing the rhythm of it, like the low end. And I just always like something that, you know, it's like that low power behind it, kind of like, you know, driving the band. And I don't know.
I know. When you don't have a bass, it's missing so much, you know? And
I agree.
You have to have a bass in the band, for sure. And Dario, what do you play?
I play guitar.
Oh, you play guitar.
Yeah, I'm the guitar player.
Awesome. And where are you originally from, Dario?
I am from Italy, from Milan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you're very successful with the chicks, I would imagine.
I don't know.
American women just love Italian guys.
We call this guy the Italian scallion.
Yeah, there you go.
I was going to call myself that.
Really?
Yes.
Italian scallion?
Yeah.
You guys can battle it out for the name right here.
Done. You know what? I'm Sicilian scallion, so I'll go with that.
Just going to headbutt you.
So, and when did you come out here?
I came here almost 3 years ago, yeah.
3 years ago?
It's going to be 3 years in June.
Uh-huh. And what drew you to LA, the music scene?
Yeah, the music scene, yeah.
Really?
I was playing there, I toured all over Europe, but then I decided to, you know, say, okay, let's try somewhere else. I'm still, you know, young.
So what's the music scene in Italy? Was it pretty good? I mean,
Music scene, no, it's not.
No, huh?
There's music, we like music, but we like the wrong music.
You know? Really?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Personally, my taste is not like what, you know, you hear on the radio in Italy.
Right.
So I always love rock music and stuff, so.
Right.
This is definitely the place.
And what kind of music do they have? More like
They have more like pop and like Italian pop.
But they import a lot of music from other countries,
Yeah,
right?
They import a lot of, from UK, like a lot.
Right.
And from US as well. I mean, you have a lot, but you don't have, you know, you have all the imported stuff, but you don't have your own thing.
Original
that it's like
stuff,
legit, you know, doesn't sound, even when there are rock bands, they don't sound quite, I mean, there's very few of them that can do like rock in Italian.
Really?
Like, very few of them. Yeah,
wow.
I would say like 3 or 4.
Right.
No more than that.
Wow. Cool.
But that's my taste. A lot of Italian friends right now are listening.
There you go. Yeah. So. I know they'll hate you. Well, what do you mean about our music? You know, we have great music here. So tell us a little bit, Chris, about the type of music you guys play. How would you define it?
You know, it's just straight up California style rock music. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a little bit of a funky edge into it too. You know, we like to make people dance and have a good time at the shows.
Right.
I mean, I like to say we kind of have our own sound, but maybe some people might compare it to Chili Peppers or Rage Against the Machine or a little Incubus. You know, people have told us to hear that in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's kind of our take on all our influences combined.
Sounds good. Well, let's play the first song and see what it is that you're talking about.
Yeah, you know, this is our new record. It's coming out on next Tuesday. It's called In My Head.
And, sounds good.
Yeah, we're excited.
Okay, I don't have In My Head here.
Oh no, the record's called.
Oh, the record's in my head.
There is a song called In My Head, but it's not one of the singles.
Okay. Yeah. So which single should I play here? We have three.
Why don't we start with Had It All?
Okay, Had It All it is. Here we go, the Rapscallions.
You walk and talk and act like all of this is nothing. No shame, no pain, no pride. You crush our love while laughing. You swear you're God and control my emotions, darling. Got news for you, this table's turning. Sit down, stand dark, move now. Your time is ending, baby. See, I've been plotting, stopping your game since you crossed me. I packed your shit, you hypocrite, now step down hastily.
Rapscallions and Had It All.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's really cool. So you guys do have your own style and everything. You
they
know
really
I mean?
Do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, rock and roll does, you know, many bands can sound similar and everything. But,
sure.
You know, you get your own sound and your own
so
song.
Much. Yeah, I mean, you could take any band and say, oh, they have this influence or that influence.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Right, yeah. So who wrote the song? Do you guys collaborate on this? How
yeah,
did the songs get written?
We all write all the songs together.
Uh-huh.
So it's really cool. It's I love our creative process because a lot of songs will start with a jam.
Uh-huh.
You know, like Dario had brought in that riff, and he's like, guys, check this out. And immediately we're like, oh, wow, cool, what's that? And then just kind of all flew together, you know? I feel
right.
like the best songs come together in 5 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome. So, I've heard that from a lot of people, too. Like,
right.
if it takes a long time to create a song, then it's not going to be as good as the one
yeah,
that you, like,
totally.
Make up in, like,
best
an hour
person.
Or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a ton of those that were like, oh, maybe fix this, fix that, and
no,
they didn't make the record. They're just, you know,
yeah.
sitting
yeah.
there. They're not going to happen. But this one was like, boom, everything right there.
Wow. So awesome. You guys actually sit together and you say we're going to write a song now? How does it work?
Yeah, we sit down, we stare at each other awkwardly, and go, we're going to write a song right now. No, you know, we'll get together.
He shakes his butt.
Exactly.
That's what got him in the band, so,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
keep doing it. Yeah, we'll sit down, we'll start jamming, and it just, you know, some days we'll have songs that fly out, and some days we won't, and you just, it's part of the thing. You just keep doing it until you
I
get
see.
Something good.
Okay. Well, because, you know, collaborations, I'm always fascinated with it because, you know, people work together in different ways, you know, and sometimes I wonder, how do people write a book together? How do they write a song together? And so it's interesting, you know, to hear about this. Now, do you also all write the lyrics, or is one of you just writing the lyrics to the songs?
Yes, I mean Sergio writes the lyrics. So.
The when I first start writing the lyrics, they'll they'll send me the instrumental, and then I'll kind of hear it. I'll kind of feel the vibe a little bit. If it sounds really like aggressive or something like that, I want to make sure that message is brought upon.
Right.
And then we'll all talk about it. And then generally we all do write the chorus though, which I really like a lot. Mm. Like a lot of the verses, I kind of lay down some cool stuff, and then we all come together and write the verse, which is really cool. I really, really like that part a lot.
Yeah. That's cool. So do you ever play the guitar during your shows as well?
Yeah, actually, I will be playing my guitar our CD release party. I wasn't before because I was trying to learn all the songs, but now that I'm a lot more comfortable with all the songs and everything, I can go ahead and play the guitar.
Sounds good.
Cool.
Now, we noticed you guys don't have a drummer with you. I mean, do you usually have the same drummer, or do you switch?
Oh, yeah. No, our drummer's James Forsberg. You know, 10 a.m. is way too early for him.
Yeah.
and he lives in Anaheim, so
I see. A little out of the way. Yeah. Well, that's cool.
He says hello.
That's cool.
Hello.
So how long has the band been together?
I started the band back in 2006, and you know, we had a couple lineup changes, and now we're at like our peak classic lineup that I'm so excited about. Mm-hmm. And everything's really good.
Sounds good. So Chris, are you originally here from LA?
No, you might think that because everyone thinks I'm from California, but I'm actually here from New York.
Oh, wow. And at what age did you move out here?
21.
Really?
Yeah, so I've been here for 5 years and 26 now. And
so you wanted the music scene pretty much? Is that why you moved
here?
Yeah,
I came out here. I mean, I was in New York, which is the coldest place ever.
Yeah.
You know? My friend's back home listening right now. I'm looking at a palm tree. So.
There's another storm coming in this week, too. Like, Chicago is, like, just got a foot of snow.
Wow.
And then that storm is moving to New York now, and it's going to be ice and included. I'm like, that sucks.
Yeah, I was sick of having nippleitis all the time.
That's a great word. I'm totally using that.
I try to use it at least a few times a week. You know, keep it fresh.
I'm definitely stealing it.
But yeah, that's the main reason I came out here.
Cool. And Sergio, how about yourself? Were you born here in L.A.?
I was actually born in Northern California.
Oh.
I was kind of born and raised in Sacramento. And then I ended up moving down here right when I was about like 18.
Mm-hmm.
And right away, you know, it's such a big swing musically. Like it was automatically like a part of my life. Like everybody was into music.
Yeah.
Was talking about it, and it just grew on me, and I loved it.
Right.
It was awesome.
Now, I mean, did you move specifically because of that?
No. The music? I actually have a lot of family members down here, and it was kind of like really distant. Mm-hmm. And then so, you know, followed my dad down here, and then, you know, family's closer, music career blossoms.
Yeah.
It's great.
So you started getting into bands and things like that.
Right away.
Yeah. How many bands have you been in? Have you counted?
Well, I've been in one before, and actually was doing my own thing at one time with my guitar. I thought that my main style was going to be acoustic. I had a really soft voice, developed a nice soft voice at one point, and actually was making an album. You know, I had a producer, had everything, and he was going to give me a record contract, and then I just got a little lazy, and he still tries to contact me now and then, but I mean, you know, I moved on. I can't wait around.
Yeah. I know being in a band, I think, kind of grounds you, you know? I mean, the thing is you can bounce things off people and stuff like that, you know? It's not like, I think it's easier to make it as a band, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, definitely, because, you know, everybody's got their own opinion,
right?
And that helps a lot, because sometimes you may not be able to think of something, but someone else may be able to, and that'll lift the process. And
right.
It makes things a lot smoother, definitely.
Right.
Yeah, that's totally true. I think four minds are definitely greater than one.
Definitely.
You know,
right.
How many times I have an idea, I'm like, oh, that's not so good, and then Dario will come in and be like, well, what about this? And I'm like, yes! That's amazing.
Wow, that's cool. But, I mean, that can also create, like, problems and stuff when there's other people, like, creative differences and things like that.
I hate these guys so much.
I'm just a fake smile.
I know. Just pretending to like these guys.
Yeah.
It's a full-time job.
Yeah. All right, so let's play another song now. We have Got Your Love Coming. Should we play that one?
Yeah, sure. That's
okay.
That's the single off the new record
Uh-huh.
Coming out next Tuesday. And check it out.
Cool. So tell us a little bit about the new record before we play it.
Oh, sure.
When is it coming out?
It's coming out Tuesday, March 12th.
Uh-huh.
And we're having a huge CD release party. Everyone should come. It's at the Roxy, March 16th, next Saturday.
Wow. Yeah.
And it's great. We feel really lucky. We got some huge sponsors on board. We have Budweiser sponsoring it.
That's awesome. Nice.
So they're going to be doing beer promotions all night. The Bud Girls are going to be there. And we also have
you just care about the Bud Girls.
I like beer too. And Famous is this new social networking company. They're really cool. They have a new site coming out next Friday. It's kind of like LinkedIn for entertainment people.
Oh, nice.
So like musicians and artists and models can go on there and all connect and, you know, work off each other. And
cool.
They're another social networking.
Yeah.
There's so many.
Yeah, definitely rockers and models.
I hate most of them, but this one's actually really cool, and we're excited to have them on board as a sponsor.
Yeah. Somebody has to bring rock stars and models together, right?
Well, there's another site that came out last year that was really cool too, and it just sounds like another. I mean, there's so many, and it's great, and that's awesome to have. Like, you want sponsors, and I'm gonna check into it just because you said so.
I wouldn't put my name on anything that's not good.
There you exactly. go.
Sounds good. What's it called? Famous?
Famous, yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah, I'll have to check it out. Sounds good. I mean, I'm not a musician or a model, but what the hell, you know?
You could be both, Sam.
Yeah, there you go.
You're a model. It can be.
All right. And the name of the new album again?
In My Head.
In My Head. Okay. And here we go with Got Your Love Coming.
Keep
Yeah. Sounds good, man. I love this song.
I know, that's awesome. Isn't that awesome? I was laughing at the lyrics in the beginning. Yeah. I didn't realize that I was. You could still hear me.
No, we could hear you. We
are you good?
No. We had it turned off. But yeah, you were laughing, and I couldn't understand why.
Because the lyrics were funny.
Yeah.
We like to throw in a little humor there.
Yeah. So you guys have been working on this album now for how long?
We took about maybe 3 or 4 months to write it.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, we pick out our final songs and we record it in, you know,
right.
Weeks.
Now, where do you guys record? Do you have, like, a favorite studio that you go to, or...
This one we did at Phantom Box Studios. It's in Hollywood. Really cool studio. Awesome vibe. This is like dark, sexy energy. It was really fun to make a record there.
Yeah, sounds good. Now, who does the production? Do you guys do your own producing?
No. Our producer is Wendy Starlin.
Uh-huh.
She's amazing. You know, she's a really great producer. She actually discovered Lady Gaga and has been Grammy nominated for like work with Moby and a bunch of different things. But
nice.
She's just one of those people that really gets like the best performances out of the band.
Absolutely. Like I when I would sing and I would sing songs, she would recommend certain ways of me to sing it, and I would have never thought of that, and like it improves my voice so much.
Really?
It's a huge contribution to
Wow.
me.
That's awesome.
So it's like a mentor also while
I'm
she's
really,
helping
really
you guys out.
To have her as well.
Wow. How did you guys get together with her? How did you meet her?
We've been working with her. I mean, we worked with her on our last record too.
Uh-huh.
So this is round two.
Wonderful. Yeah. So this is the second record now.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
This is the second sophomore record.
Sorry. I think it's awesome. And one of my favorite bands, I mean, I love Sublime. I love the Dirty Heads. They're like my favorite all time. Not putting you in that category, like not trying to say you're like them. Mm-hmm. But in a way, they're like my top favorites. And sort of in a way, it resembles it sort of. So
sure.
I like it too.
Well, he was the first one to say that. You know, I mean, he said it's kind of like Sublime.
I didn't hear him say that.
No?
Oh. I never said that, but it's okay. I'll say it now.
Who the
like
hell
Sublime.
Said it? Somebody said it.
Somebody.
I think it's just like the California style sound, you know? It's that feel good, drive down the freeway in your Cadillac kind of music. You know?
Yeah.
Why's it got to be a Cadillac?
Sure, you know?
Why can't it be a GTO?
All right, one of those two.
No, but it's true rock and roll, you know, and I like that, you know?
Oh, thanks.
Amazing. Now, Dario, now when you were in Italy and stuff like that, were you singing like American music, English music and stuff when you were like, because I would imagine you were in bands there too, right?
Yeah. We have like you mean cover bands or like
cover bands
songs.
Or even original ones.
When it's original, we tend to do in English because it's easier.
Right.
Like, to make it sound good, because Italian doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
It's more like of a mellow language, and it's good for, you know, pop and other stuff. But rock is a little tough.
Right.
But you know, you always try, and it's a bit challenging.
Right.
But a lot of people write in Italian. But otherwise than that, I mean, covers. We play a lot of, you know, international.
A lot
songs,
of covers
so,
and stuff. Yeah. But you guys decided, I guess, early on, you're gonna do your own original music. Rather than covers and stuff, because everybody and their cousin does covers,
You can only get so far with doing covers. I mean, if you want.
That's true. Yeah, if you want to stand out there and stuff.
Absolutely.
So, what do you guys do to promote yourselves and stuff? I mean, obviously, you want to get to the point where everybody knows you, you know. And so, I mean, what is the path to do that in the music world?
Well, we've been really lucky. You know, our last single when we were here last time was California Brain, and we had that on the video game Rocksmith, which is like a Guitar Hero or a rock band, but you can plug a real guitar on PlayStation. So it was great. We had like millions of kids learning the song on guitar and playing it all around the world. And this new record, we're really excited. Didn't even get to mention it yet. All the tracks are going to be in Rock Band 3.
So, really?
Awesome.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, so everyone's going to be able to get to play along on their little plastic guitars. And
sounds good. How did you manage that? I mean, that's a big deal.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it kind of just naturally transpired from being in Rocksmith. You know, we were in that. We had that exposure, National Blast, and then they contacted us and were like, hey, we really like your music. How would you like to be in Rock Band 3? And I was like, hell no.
Won't do it.
Now, do they send you, like, I mean, I'm sure you, I don't know if you guys have it all, but if you don't have it, do they send you, like, the whole kit?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah. Because I'd be like, I want the kit and I want games.
Brigitte is very concerned with that.
I am. I like free things.
They won't give it to you.
I want that.
You can't. We'll definitely give you a copy. We'll send one to LA.
Sweet.
Well, to be featured on Guitar Hero, I mean, not Guitar Hero, but Rock Band, is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's not too bad.
Yeah, cool. Now, what's the situation with the girls now? I mean, you guys are a rock band. You must have girls jumping at you right and left, right? Or is that like a myth?
What are girls?
Yeah, what are girls? That's right. They're busy with themselves writing songs.
A few folks on the job.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Do tell some dirty secrets.
Yeah.
Well, those are all go to Dario, the dirty Italian.
No, actually, they go to Sergio.
Yeah, you
probably.
He's
the singer.
Yeah.
Before Sergio joined the band, he had no girlfriend. Now he's had two.
Yeah. Wow. There you go, you see? There you go. Just for that,
it's same time.
Just for that, it was worth joining the band, right?
Same room.
Yep.
Same bed.
Right.
So you guys perform around town, I would imagine, right? Do you ever go to Orange County and things like that?
Of course, yeah. We just played in Long Beach not so long ago at the Gas Lamp. We've played all over Orange County. We've done the Stagecoach down in San Juan Capistrano.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
All the way down to San Diego. We just did a gig down there, too. So.
How awesome.
Yeah.
Do you ever go out of state, too?
Of course. You know,
really?
Everywhere. We've played Arizona, Vegas, New York. We're going to be going there again this summer, do some East Coast dates.
So. Wow. So do you guys have an agent or a manager that gets you all these gigs and stuff?
We currently have a manager and booking, so they kind of line everything up for us. And
that's cool, man. You know, so that way you guys don't have to work hard, you know?
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah. Oh,
you always have to.
Yeah.
Always.
I just sit here with a pina colada and smile and everything happens.
Yeah, there you go. But it doesn't just happen when you don't have somebody working for you to just suddenly have all these gigs, you know?
It's a good team.
So, I mean, when we first started, it's like it was a lot of hustling ourselves to get to that point.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Like years and years of work to do that, and then you finally break through and get to the point where you get to a level where someone else is like, oh, cool, this is actually something. I want to be a part of it.
Right, right.
A lot of bands don't realize that. They think like, oh, I need to just get an agent or a manager, and it's like no one's going to want to manage you if there's
exactly
nothing to manage. You got to build the business and the band to make it something that people want to be a part of.
Yeah, you want to offer that, you know, and that's what I don't understand. Many people want, like, other people to pay for the stuff that they do, but they don't give anything in return, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
The thing is that if you guys have a brand and everything, yeah, then, you know, somebody can represent you, but if you're just starting out, what are you going to show people?
Exactly. You got to put in the work yourself for a while and then get to the point where someone else is excited to be a part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. So we have another song you guys brought in. It's called What Do You Say? Is this from the new album as well?
Yep. All three are.
Oh, all three are. Okay. And so are people hearing it for the first time here?
This is the official debut of In My Head, Never Before Heard, LA Talk Radio exclusive.
Sounds good. There you go. We love the Rapscallion. So here's the song, and we'll be back in a minute.
To the guys that are cutting
Yeah. I like the way it ends. For those of you just joining us, we're talking to the Rapscallions, who've got some great, awesome music. Now, I wanted to ask you guys, you probably have day jobs too, right? I mean, you do other things?
No, we do music.
Until you become Aerosmith, right?
Well, no, we've been lucky to do music full time.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're able to live off of that?
Yeah, you know.
Wow, then you guys are living the dream.
We really are, you know, with different licensing deals and the shows we do, we've been pretty fortunate just to do that.
Wow, that's amazing.
I was going to ask you too, are you guys trying to get in any TV shows? Have you done anything recently? Or?
Yeah, you know, we're always looking to do placements with that. We've been talking to a few different producers who have some shows with the new record, so don't want to say anything before the ink is dry, but yeah, we definitely have some things in the works for a few placements.
Awesome.
Wow, that's cool. And, you know, I mean, you guys are at a position where you can say to your parents, well, you see, I made it, you know, because they always say, get a real job, get a this, get a that, you know.
The coolest thing ever was we did a show in Vegas and we were opening for Chris Cornell, and my parents flew out from New York for that one.
Wow.
I remember looking out in the crowd, it was like packed house, and I saw my parents and they said like the biggest smile on their face, and I was like, yeah, mom and dad.
Yeah, you see, I told you so.
And that's awesome.
So, you have, Sergio, you have family out here and everything.
Yeah.
Are they supporting you with what you're doing?
Oh, yeah. I was really fortunate to have them support me the whole way. You know, they understood that this was a big, you know, it's a big deal to me to really chase my dream. And, you know, I've been chasing it, working really hard, and right. always been so supportive and, you know, saying just to keep doing it, keep doing your thing, you know, follow what's in your heart. And it's awesome. You know, I've been really, really working hard, and I was fortunate to jump on board with these guys, and I feel this is really going to lift me up into where I want to be.
Yeah, that's cool. Do you have any siblings?
I do. I have two sisters, uh-huh. and I have one brother. Uh-huh. Like the middle child. I'm like right there, number three.
I see.
But
okay.
Yeah, they're all there.
And they're supportive and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's
they're
awesome.
They're all going to come out to my CD release party. They're super excited.
That's awesome. So tell us a little bit about the party. It's going to take place when?
It's Saturday, March 16th. It's at
okay,
the Roxy Theater.
Okay, so that's a week from this Saturday.
Yes.
And at the Roxy.
Yeah.
Wow, which is a hot place here in L.A.
Oh, it's one of the best.
Yeah.
Right, for sure. So what can people expect at the party? What usually happens?
It's going to be great. So at 8:30, we have a red carpet Budweiser is providing, so everyone can come down and take their picture with the band.
Cool.
It's really cool. My buddy Dirk Lance from Incubus, he's got a new band, Willie's Nerve Clinic. They're going to be opening up the show. We got two other bands, Meet Me at the Pub and Zen Robbie, will be playing as well. And then we're going to go on and we're going to play the full new record.
Really? The entire record?
Oh, yeah.
A few more of our you know, classic songs we've had from the last record. And yeah, it's going to be a great night. There's going to be a lot of beer, a lot of fun people. And
beer, music, girls, what else do you need?
Sounds horrible.
There you go, yeah. Who needs to go there?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to make it. I don't know.
I might sleep in.
Yeah.
So do you guys have a way where you communicate with your fans and everything, social networks?
Totally.
How can people find you?
Well, they can find us on Facebook. It's www.facebook.com/rapscallionsmusic.
Okay.
Or just digit rapscallions.
Right.
You can find the page.
You can follow us on Twitter, too.
You're on Twitter.
Yeah, so and you can tweet
Instagram,
to us, and we'll definitely write back to you, or, you know, write us a message on Facebook, and we'll definitely try to get back to you as quick as we can.
Sounds good. You guys don't have your own website, though, right? You don't really need one?
I mean, in today's age, I think everyone's just either on Facebook or Twitter.
Right.
That's where they get most of their information. It's like, you can. I think it's good to have your own website, for sure, but we found, like, most people are just there, so.
Right. Yeah, plus there's places where people can download your music, so it's not
totally.
Like they need your own website and things like that. Yeah.
Know.
Where can people find some of the music?
Well, next Tuesday, it's going to be everywhere. It'll be on iTunes. You can look us up on Spotify, Pandora,
Amazon,
like pretty much anywhere.
Wow, that's cool. Well, you guys have done a great job, you know.
Oh, thanks so much.
And made a name for yourselves and everything, and have a great sound, I think. And It's amazing. Now, do you get? I see you have a lot of tattoos. Do you, Dario? Do you have any tattoos?
I don't actually.
Because you're Italian,
does,
that's why.
I just can't show you.
I have a lot of jackets, but not tattoos.
Right. And what about you, Sergio?
I gotta jump on board with the tattoo train. I gotta hurry that up. I really don't want to be late.
Right now, it's 50-50. Me and James, the drummer, have like the most tattoos of all time, and these guys don't have any. So.
No, I'm pretty naked right now.
Yeah.
Literally,
that's just a fresh palate. So here's the thing: once you start, you can't stop. Yeah,
they're like Pringles.
It's true.
Exactly. Little Pringles.
Just think about it hard before you do, because you can't get it off.
No.
I mean, you know, I can't imagine like a little flower or something you can get it off, but when you have entire sleeves, there's just no way.
Yeah, you better really, really like it.
Yeah, I know.
Gotta do right.
That's why I think it's a lot of responsibility to be a tattoo artist, huh? I mean, if you screw up, you screw up big.
Yeah, I'm sure they get a lot of black eyes.
Really? All right, everybody. Rapscallions, check them out next weekend. Do you guys have any tours coming up?
Yeah, we're going to be touring all throughout the summer. We're currently lining that up right now. So go on our Facebook for dates to keep posted and see when we're going to be by you.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I definitely want to come to the premiere. I mean, it sounds great, you know?
Yeah, it should be there. We'll put you guys on the list.
Yeah.
It'll be really fun.
And that starts when? At 8:30 or something?
8:30, yeah.
8:30, cool. All right, everybody, go out and check them out. And, again, you're on Twitter, Rapscallions.
Twitter, Facebook. I also just want to say thank you so much to our executive producer for our music video, Andrea Letty, for
yes.
the support. And my friend Kaylee for the unknown gift that she said she's sending us.
And, interesting.
Yes. And our producer, Wendy, famous Budweiser, thank you guys so much for everything.
Right. That's and awesome. I'd like to thank my mom and God and all that stuff too, right?
Of course.
Hi, Mom.
Okay, Sergio, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Chris, thanks for joining us. And Dario, all the best to you.
Thank you.
You guys are doing great, and we're really proud. Brigetta, thank you. And thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an L.A. talk radio production where we say what we want.